Ready, Chief?
Ready, Max.
Okay, start. Well, it certainly is good to get to relax again, isn't it, Chief?
It certainly is. It's a little hard to believe. We haven't had any trouble from chaos in almost a week now.
Yes, that's because they finally come to realize that Maxwell Smart is too much for them. That he's always one step ahead of them. That he always has the upper hand.
I win.
No, you don't, Chief. My knuckles aren't touching the desk, right, 99?
Let me see if I can slip a piece of paper under.
Will you ease up a little, Chief, so she can get the paper under there? I win. Want to try again?
You tricked me.
I did not trick you. I outwitted you the same way that I've always outwitted chaos. That's why they've closed shop and given up.
Professor Von Gunther, I want the sonic boom machine to zero in exactly on the Chief of Control's office.
I have it now. It is right on target.
I shall have the pleasure of pressing the firing button. How long will it take for the sound wave to hit control?
Sound travels at approximately 1,100 feet per second. Control headquarters is 10 miles from here. So, it should be there by now.
Well, Chief, you didn't have to slam my hand down so hard.
An earthquake or a bomb?
Maybe it was a sonic boom.
A sonic boom, 99. We're 10 stories underground.
Oh, Max.
Well, that's our Air Force for you, Chief. They'll get you no matter where you are. Former Control Headquarters, Maxwell Smart speaking.
This is Chaos calling. Have your control personnel tune in to our television broadcast at exactly 12 noon tomorrow.
We don't take orders from Chaos.
Would you prefer a slightly stronger sample of the blast you just experienced?
What channel?
The NCS Network presents the following program in living color.
Hi there! Don't be disturbed, America. We are taking over all television communications. You're settled blackout for a brief time while we deliver an important personal message.
What happened, Chief? It was just beginning to get exciting.
Quiet, Max, for us.
Good afternoon, members of Control. Yesterday, we gave you a little taste of the destructive potential of our sonic boom machine. Used full strength,
it can totally destroy any city.
If Chaos is not paid $50 million within 48 hours, we will destroy New York City.
Remember, gentlemen, 48 hours.
We now return you to the program in progress.
What did you do that for, Chief? That was a John Wayne movie.
Max, this is important. We have exactly 48 hours to locate and destroy that sonic boom machine.
48 hours? That's not much time.
What do you mean that's not much time? 48 hours is plenty of time. Remember the Calasino case? We cracked that case in only 3 days.
Max, 3 days is 72 hours.
Oh.
We only have 48 hours.
48 hours? Gee, that isn't much time.
According to the lab, that sonic boom originated in this city. Now, we've got to locate that machine. I want Washington covered from A Street to Z Street.
Max, why do we stop?
The chief is trying to contact us on the radio.
Hello, Max.
Here, Chief.
We've located a prime suspect, and he's somewhere in your area. Now, listen to this. You're in the vicinity of the Lincoln Memorial. Now, you drive to coordinate 16B. Go 3 1/4 miles to coordinate 23P. Proceed crossroads to Alpha. Now, turn left to proceed 1 mile to the Royal Rest Trailer Park. You should be able to make contact with the suspect there. Have you got that?
Not all of it, Chief.
What part didn't you get?
The part after listen to this.
It's all right, Chief. I have it. We're on our way.
We're on a wild goose chase, 99. He's just getting his car washed.
Max, didn't you notice anything unusual?
Absolutely nothing.
But he didn't get out of his car.
Wait a minute, 99. I did notice something unusual.
What, Max?
He didn't get out of his car. We better follow him in. To keep my eye on that chaos agent, but it's not easy. He's gone, 99. He's gone.
Max, he was right in front of us.
Well, he's got to be around here someplace.
Here is the script for your next chaos threat.
Thank you. I'll give it everything I've got.
Where could he have gone, Max?
I don't know, but we've got to find him. Oh, boy, what luck.
Do you see him?
No, but I just realized I'm wearing my wash and wear suit.
What's that, Max?
Oh, it's probably nothing. Maybe a dryer.
Gaucho, I don't want Mr. Smart and his friend dead. Not yet.
Why not?
I'm worried. Now, it's just possible they may have contacted their headquarters and told them they were following me. Control may have a general idea where our sonic boom machine is.
What can you do? It is too heavy to move.
Gaucho, before I went to work for Chaos, I was an actor. I am going to make Mr. Smart believe our sonic boom machine is in South America. Before I'm through, he will call his chief and tell him that.
I don't understand. I'm just a simple killer.
Fine, just do as you're told. Get the illusion room ready.
What are you doing, Max?
I'm trying to get my foot loose. I figure if I can get my shoe phone up high enough, maybe you can dial it with your nose.
I'm afraid there's no use, Max.
I must be getting old, 99.
Why do you say that?
To fall for that old hideout under the car wash trick.
Don't blame yourself.
Your government has less than 24 hours to pay the money. 50 million.
Plus $1.50.
$1.50?
Don't forget the car wash, they have white walls.
Aren't you overlooking the fact that other control agents may find this place before you use the sonic boom machine?
Not at all, my dear. We're quite concerned about that. That's why we're in the process of moving it a long, long way from here. Your unexpected visit forces us to take you with us. When Control learns that you are our prisoners, it will make our bargaining position even more advantageous.
He's right about that. We're true of Control's top agents.
Since we'll be traveling on a commercial jet, a conventional blindfold would draw undue attention. You, therefore, will be disguised as a young couple recovering from an automobile accident with serious arm and head injuries.
Yes, well, that's all very well and good, except we don't have any injuries.
You do now.
We've got to find out where they're taking us. Keep track of everything you hear, feel, and smell.
Check.
All right. Up the stairs.
I smell trouble. I feel it. Moving.
Step. 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 Stop. Step. Step. Step.
Listen, when you get all that money from the government, I suggest you buy an elevator.
Step down. Step. 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 Into the car. International Airport. Hurry. And no tricks, please. I'll be following you in my car.
Who's ever driving this car ought to have his license taken away. Listen to that guy. Knock off the horn, dummy!
Maybe they're not taking us to the airport.
Well, we'll know soon enough. There's a perfume factory on the way to the airport. We should be able to smell it.
That's right. Max, I smell it now.
Me too. Now, according to my calculations, we should be coming to some construction very soon. We'll have to take a detour on a very bumpy road.
Amazing.
Not really, 99. Any superior person could do it. We should be getting back on the highway now very soon. But it rained yesterday, and there's a depression that usually fills with water around here. You should have rolled up your windows, 99. We should be turning into the airport now.
All right, everybody out. The plane is loading already. We'll have to hurry.
Flight 302.
when you could have parked a little closer to the airport.
On the ramp. Into the plane.
Ah, welcome aboard. Oh, you're the injured couple. Well, if there is anything I can do, please call.
Right. We'll call if we need help. Of course, we don't need any right now.
These three seats are ours.
Three seats, eh? Tourists. And I thought chaos had class. You can have the window seat, 99.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard flight 223. We will be taking off momentarily. Our cruising speed will be 600 miles per hour, and we will be flying at an altitude of 35,000 feet.
Oh. Well, don't tell me you're afraid to fly, Mr. Smart.
No, it's just that I get airsick.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please observe the no smoking signs?
We're going straight up, 99.
It's a jet, Max. Oh, Max, this is hopeless. How are we ever going to let the chief know where we are?
I don't know, 99, but I'm going to find out one thing. Stewardess!
Yes, sir?
Is this a movie flight?
All right, Mr. Smart. No more talking till the end of the flight. Or else.
Well, I guess we better get some sleep, 99. Put your head on my shoulder.
Arrived at Avecia Airport. We trust you have had a pleasant trip and will fly with us again soon.
Avecia Airport? Where are we, Max?
Simple, 99. You heard us say it. Avecia Airport.
Well, where's that?
Must be right outside of Avecia.
Good thinking, Max.
Oh, that trip wasn't all that bad, was it?
Yes, but if you don't mind, next time I'd like to contact my friendly travel agent.
You'll excuse us. We have to unload the sonic boom machine.
Max, we've got to figure out where we are and let the chief know.
Right, 99. Now, let's see. We flew for 10 hours at about a speed of 600 miles an hour. Let's see, that would be 6 times 10... carry the 6 would
6,000.
Be 99. If you're going to keep interrupting me, I'll never figure this out.
Now,
let's see. 6 times 10 is 6,000 miles.
Max.
Now, according to the heat, we must have flown south unless we flew north on a hot day.
Max, I just remembered something. Avecia Airport is outside of Buenos Aires.
Yes, of course. It all fits in. Avecia Airport, the heat, the long trip, the man named Gaucho. 99, this may come as a shock to you, but I think we're in Buenos Aires.
You hit it, Max.
Well, after all, 99, just how long do they think they can fool Maxwell Smart?
The plan is working perfectly. Smart will call his chief on his Zhu phone, and while control is searching Argentina, no one will think to look for us here.
Hello, chief. It's me, Max.
Max, where are you? I thought you and 99 were goners.
No, chief. We're alive and living in Argentina.
Argentina, are you sure?
Are you kidding, Chief? Have I ever steered you wrong yet?
May I speak to 99, please?
Yes, Chief.
99, are you really in Argentina?
Yes, Chief. We're somewhere in Buenos Aires. They've moved the sonic boom machine here.
All right, 99, hold out as long as you can.
We'll mobilize every force at our command.
Right, Chief.
This is a national emergency. Get me the Strategic Air Command. Hello, Mr. President. I'm afraid we're going to have to make a little apology to Argentina.
99, there's got to be a way out of here.
Max, what's behind those cobwebs?
Probably just some more cobwebs.
But it looks like a round metallic object.
You're right, 99. It is a round metallic object. We better take a look at it. To do now is find some Argentinian who understands my high school Spanish. El Palicio, yo soy Americano.
Sorry, fella. Don't speak Spanish. Boy, you in the wrong neighborhood.
How do you like that? I gotta pick the only guy in Argentina that doesn't speak Spanish. 99, there's something very strange going on around here.
Max, look at that sign.
Car wash. What does car wash mean in Spanish?
It means the car wash. It means we're still in Washington. We haven't been anywhere.
And we almost fell for it.
Quick, Max, there's only 10 minutes until their sonic boom machine destroys New York.
99, you go and call the chief. I'm going back in there.
Max, you can't do that. You don't even have a gun. You'll be killed.
This is no time to worry me, 99. Get going.
Right, Max.
Reset the dials.
No, it's him.
Reset the dials. My perfect revenge. Years ago, Hollywood turned me down. And now, the whole town wiped out in one big dissolve.
The warning signal. Someone is coming.
It doesn't matter now. Reset the dials. All right. Fade out.
All right, get away from that dial.
Set the dial!
All right, drop it. Get over there. All right, get your hands up. Up! Hello, Chief.
Max, I just got word from 99. Did you get to the machine in time?
Of course I did.
Good work, Max.
You know, it's hard to believe that one of these buttons could blow up a whole city.
Max!
Chief, don't tell me that was the button to the office.
Max, you pressed the button to the office!
I asked you not to tell me that.
Thank you. Come.